Can you believe he says things like that? Yeah, me too. Here's Gruber.
Take me across the water, 'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dota, and I sure did hurt his pride.
No civil lawsuits were ever filed against Trevor Fitzgibbon or his firm, but he was destroyed almost instantly by the mainstream and social media outlets. A half a dozen allegations in 48 hours of sexual harassment, misconduct, and so on and so forth. You know, having represented WikiLeaks, Chelsea Manning, Venezuela, Ecuador, Edward Snowden, and all of these different entities. But he became a target, targeted for a takedown. And Trevor, we continue the conversation now. Man, when they came after you, and who are they, by the way? Tell us that story. Who came after you, and why were they so hell-bent on destroying you?
We're hoping to get discovery, but a lot of it was supporters of Hillary Clinton. You know, one of the things that helped me the most is, you know, a year and a half later, we sold our house and we're living in a very small house in Athens, Georgia that we're renting because we can't afford anything. And I have, you know, twin 3-year-olds and a 5-year-old daughter and my wife. And I got a phone call from a very dear friend who was actually a correspondent from 60 Minutes. She's very, very famous. And she said, listen, you were targeted. What they did to you, they did to me. She said, I want you to talk to my husband. I talked to her husband, and he asked me a series of questions. He said, I want you to go back to exact what do you remember when the allegations came? What happened? Who were you emailing? Who were you talking with? Who were you working with? And take a 1,000-foot view and look down and see if there are any parallels. And when I do that, it was very clear that it was WikiLeaks. You had Julian Assange, you had Jacob Applebaum, you had myself, the three of us, all accused of sex crimes, all of us cleared of all allegations, and all of us destroyed in the national media, and none of us sued. And this person, my 60 Minutes friend, her husband, went on to say, you know, Trevor, tell me this is how you feel. You're as confused today as you were when the allegations first came. You're financially just devastated. Your kids, their future, everything is completely confusing. Is that how you feel? And I said, yep. And he said, you know how I know that? And I said, no. And he said, because it's what I used to do to targets of the U.S. government overseas.
So he knows how the game is played. It's what we did. And you became this target because you had upset the apple cart of liberalism. And again, you're a liberal guy. But when you become no longer helpful to the cause, you are expendable and worse.
Yeah. And look, this whole thing, and I look at poor Kavanaugh, you know, again, you know, I don't know the facts, but the people attacking him don't know the facts either. And the destruction to people's lives, to the children, to the wife, it is unconscionable. And you know, one of the things that I found that was just so incredible is, you know, like, look, I used to believe in principles, but and mainly the principle of fighting for the truth. But when you see these people on the left, you know, ignore the truth or not be willing to look at the truth or facts, but instead destroy somebody because it's been weaponized.
Let me ask you this.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but let me ask you this, Trevor Fitzgibbon here. The presumption of innocence, we've heard from Schumer, Coons, Hirono, and all these Democratic senators, the presumption of innocence doesn't apply to Kavanaugh here. He has to prove himself that he didn't do this. What do you think when you hear those things? I mean, that's not the America that I'm familiar with. The presumption of innocence doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, look, all it takes is one allegation. If you are a high-profile person, right, and a political adversary wants to target you, all they have to do is find somebody to make an allegation. And all it takes, and the way they do it is all it takes is one or two believable stories where they take lies, but they sprinkle them with grains of truth based on the profile of your target.
Sure.
You know, they go back to Georgetown Prep and, you know, see if they, you know, see if they can talk to old high school friends and stuff like that. And what can they dig up? And, you know, they did this. This was actually in the movie The Contender. That was a great movie with Joan Allen. And they did it to her when she was going to be the vice president. All it takes is the allegation. And then it's off to the races, because when you look at organizations like Media Matters for America and the Krasensteins and on social media, they're bot farms on Twitter where they will mobilize thousands and thousands of oftentimes non-existent people on Twitter. They're called bots, to vilify a target so that it looks like, you know, Trevor's accused of sexual assault. And one article comes out, and it's been retweeted thousands of times, and it's just horrendous. And that's what they're doing to Kavanaugh as well. And again, if you don't have due process in this country, you don't have a country.
Yeah, fair enough. Trevor Fitzgibbon, good having you here. Greatly appreciate you telling your story, and it's quite a story. I know you're rebuilding your life and your business and everything else. Greatly appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again soon. And I know we will, and I look forward to the book and the movie as well.
Thank you so much, and you're an inspiration. You being having the guts to talk about this stuff, it's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you, Trevor Fitzgibbon. Everybody, quick break on the Steve Gerber Show.
If you want Michigan's lowest cost per gallon, you want Yellow Hose's E85. Yellow Hose fuel is renewable fuel, and it's produced right here in Michigan. The Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol is the cleanest and most affordable source of octane on the market. Get better performance and the lowest cost per gallon in Michigan. E85 is available at more than 45 Yellow Hose stations statewide. Find a station near you at yellowhose.com. That's yellowhose.com. Or download the Yellow Hose app.
Today's public libraries are destinations for every generation and offer endless opportunities for family fun. From free maker spaces, story times, genealogy workshops to game nights, libraries are transforming how families spend time together. And don't forget, free access to library staff, fielding your curiosity and lifelong learning. This September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, the perfect time to register for your ticket to free family fun at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.